I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Perot Museum's latest exhibit, Topaz, a Spectrum in Stone, highlights the natural beauty of more than 100 topaz gems from around the world.
And today we're talking with Caroline M., Director of Gems and Minerals at the Perot Museum of Nature and Science. Good morning. Tell us how this exhibit all came together.
At the Perot, we're invited every year to exhibit at the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, the world's largest gem and mineral show. And this year, the theme was pegmatites. And pegmatites is a type of rock formation that we don't have a lot of in Texas. So I actually had to do a lot of searching to find what rock that would be fitting for this exhibit. And lo and behold, I found out that our Texas state gem is topaz. So that was just the perfect mineral to put for this exhibit. And as a result of that, I ended up developing further and it became the exhibit that's now at the Perot.
That's my birthstone. That's my birthstone. I'm so excited. Now, there's different types of topaz. There's the yellow and then there's that more turquoisey one. I mean, the blue. Which one are we going to see at this exhibit?
There's both. So what you're referring to as the yellow one is the imperial topaz, and it actually comes in several different warm colors. So it'll be yellow, orange, the rarest is red. And then you'll have the turquoisey blue color, but you're going to see a full spectrum of color. That's why it's called Spectrum in Stone. So I'm excited to show you all the ranges of colors.
Oh, fantastic. And so, like we said, topaz is the birthstone for November. How do those connections play a role in this exhibit?
So topaz is chosen as a gemstone quite often because it is really hard, has a hardness of 8. So it's not quite as hard as diamond, but still really hard. So we have an entire case just dedicated to gems. So you'll see the beautiful splendor. It cuts really well. It's really sparkly. So that's absolutely a fantastic case. And we have a gem that's 9,630 carats. So it's a little bit too large for jewelry, but it's super fantastic and spectacular.
So I'm curious, you kind of touched on it there, Caroline, and are topaz then like diamonds in that the larger the stone, the greater the value?
Actually, for topaz, because they do come in really large sizes, the highest quality for topaz is actually a color. So I was talking about imperial topazes. They're the rarest of all of the topazes because they really only occur in Brazil. And the color is due to a inclusion of an element called chromium. And so the redder the topaz, the more valuable it is.
How many carats did you say that one was?
The red one?
Yeah.
The red one is 233 carats.
Okay, that's pretty small. I can put that on a chain, and I can wear that around. Okay, that's perfect. Well, thank you so much. That is Caroline M., Director of Gems and Minerals at the Perot Museum of Nature and Science. Topaz, a spectrum in stone, one of the many things to see at the Perot Museum of Nature and Science.
And Caroline, we think you're the real gem of the Perot Museum of Nature and Science.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.